Although I think the United States generally has an excellent system of transportation, I do not think it does a good job of transporting people between cities that are only a few hundred miles apart. For example, a person traveling between Detroit and Chicago, or between San Francisco and Los Angeles, so-called strip cities, may spend only a relatively short time in the air while spending several hours getting to and from the airport. The situation makes flying almost as time-consuming as driving on a road. Moreover, airplanes use a lot of their fuel just in getting into the air. They are simply not fuel-efficient on short trips. High-speed trains may be an answer. One fairly new proposal for such a train is for something called maglev, meaning a magnetically levitated train. Do you know the word levitate? Well, to levitate means to rise and float in the air without any physical support. So maglevs will not actually ride on the tracks, but will fly above tracks that are magnetically activated. This will save wear and tear on the tracks. These trains will be able to go faster than 150 miles per hour. At that speed, conventional trains have trouble staying on the tracks. As you can see, maglevs offer exciting possibilities for the future.
Multiple choice questions. Number one, what is the main topic of the talk? Number two, what problem faces people who travel between strip cities? Number three, how does a maglev operate? Number four, what is one advantage of the maglev train according to the speaker? Number five, what happens to a conventional train at a speed above 150 miles per hour?